proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. After the temple was built in Jerusalem, Solomon offered a moving dedication prayer. He said, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, and thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place." God answered Solomon's prayer with some amazing words. And the Lord said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication, which thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house, which thou hast built, to put my name there forever. And mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually." But this temple would not last. The Babylonians came and destroyed Solomon's temple on the 9th of Av in 586 BC. After 70 years of Babylonian captivity, the Jewish remnant rebuilt the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Ezra about 536 BC. This began what is known as the Second Temple period. The Second Temple is often called Herod's Temple because Herod enlarged and expanded the original temple just before the New Testament era. But this temple would not last. The Romans destroyed the Second Temple also on the 9th of Av in the year 70 AD. So, will there be a Third Temple? The book of Revelation mentions the rise of a ruthless leader in the end days known as the Antichrist. He will usher in a false world peace, creating a one-world government. The prophet Daniel said that the Antichrist will sign a 7-year peace treaty with Israel and the temple will be rebuilt. This will be the Third Temple. If you visit Israel today, you can go to the Temple Mount Institute and see all the preparations that have been made to build the Third Temple. This will be showcased in the tribulation period. Daniel also calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. At first, the Antichrist will appear to favor Israel, but in the middle of the 7 years, he will turn on the Jewish state and begin to persecute them. Concerning the future, the prophet Ezekiel devoted the last part of his book to writing extensively about the millennial temple that will be in the future millennial kingdom when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, reigns on the earth for 1,000 years. Today, the Western Wall is the last remnant of the once glorious temple. If you've ever visited Jerusalem, you know that this is a special place. But Solomon himself acknowledged, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded." In the New Testament, Jesus had a conversation with a woman at Jacob's well. He told her, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Jesus was not negating the ancient promise to Solomon, but is challenging us to look beyond the place of worship to our motives for worship. God is a spirit. We do not have to go to Jerusalem to worship God. God is omnipresent, everywhere present in the universe. We can worship him anywhere. It is not our location, but rather the condition of our heart that God is now concerned with. Jesus told the woman we must worship in spirit and in truth. Truth, that is a word that is almost forgotten in this day of deception. What does it mean to worship God in truth? The Bible, the Word of God, contains all revealed truth for mankind. This is where we can connect with God. God does not really need a special place for us to worship him. However, we each need a place or a time to connect with God. I encourage you to find your own special place where you study God's Word and pray and make a daily connection with him. Now, this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people at our website at ibjm.org. In fact, why don't you invite a friend to listen with you next time? So with that, I invite you to remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM. And as always, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.